Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room Exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook.com/NEOCBN. Join Great Lakes Brewing Company for a special Brewmasters dinner that will be held at the Ohio City Farm on July 10th at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy a five-course menu specially crafted by their chefs paired with seasonal and year-round beers. July's menu will feature a variety of vegetables, herbs, and spices grown and harvested at the Ohio City Farm. Each $75 ticket includes your five-course beer dinner, a GLBC mason jar glass, and a $5 gift card redeemable at the GLBC Brew Pub and Gift Shop. For more information on the menu and more, visit Great Lakes Brewing Company on Facebook. Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News is reporting that Magic City Brewing Company in Barberton, Ohio, will celebrate their first anniversary the weekend of July 6th and 7th. Full details have yet to be announced, but stay tuned to their Facebook page for more details. Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News is also reporting that there has been a ton of new A1C brewing permits issued this past week. Platform Beer Company was issued one for their new Cincinnati location. Royal Docks Brewing Company was issued theirs for their new production facility they have built around the corner from their Canton, Ohio tap room, and Lock 15 Brewing Company in Akron received theirs as well. Congrats to all. The Ohio Craft Brewers Association sent out a press release announcing that in elections held during the first 3 weeks of June, the member breweries of the Ohio Craft Brewers Association elected six representatives to the 11-member board of directors. Jimmy Stockwell of Little Fish Brewing in Athens, currently serving on the OCBA board, was elected vice president. Also elected were OCBA members Allie Hoven of Hi-Ho Brewing Company in Cuyahoga Falls and Garrett Hickey of Streetside Brewing Company in Cincinnati. The new members of the board of directors will be seated in August and serve 2 years terms expiring in 2020. Re-elected were board treasurer Tim Ward of North High Brewing Company in Columbus, as well as John Haggerty of Warped Wing Brewing Company in Dayton and Mark Hunger of Great Lakes Brewing Company in Cleveland. Check out ohiocraftbeer.org for more information. Hey Warped Wing fans, Liquid Picnic Farmhouse Pale Ale returns to the brewery on Thursday, July 5th, beginning at 5 p.m. It will be available on draft in 12-ounce six-pack cans to go. Liquid Picnic Farmhouse Pale Ale has an ABV of 4.7% and 20 IBUs. Six packs will retail for $9.99. Visit Warped Wing's Facebook page for more information. Saucy Brewworks is turning one and you're invited. Join Saucy on Saturday, July 7th as they celebrate their one-year anniversary with exclusive beer releases, special discounts, live music, games, prizes, and much more. They will be open from 9 a.m. to midnight. The exclusive beer releases include Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout Drink You Russian Imperial Stout, Bourbon Barrel Aged Dead Nuts Pecan Porter, Rum Barrel Aged Stout Drink You Russian Imperial Stout. Visit Saucy Brewworks on Facebook for more information. Land Grant Brewing Company in Columbus is hosting a Veterans Appreciation Day event on July 6th. Be part of a day jam-packed with live music, athletes, beer, veteran job fairs, live radio broadcasts, and more, all to honor our nation's current service members and veterans. The event starts at 12 p.m. and runs until 8 p.m. The event benefits the USO and Fallen 15 organizations. Visit Land Grant Brewing Company on Facebook for more information. Zaftig is hosting a Christmas in July fundraiser for a great cause, Habitat for Humanity's House That Beer Built Initiative. They have pledged to raise money to help build a home for a family in need in the summer of 2019. Here's what's happening beginning July 1st. They will have bourbon barrel aged I Believe in Santa Porter on tap. $1 from every pour will be donated to Habitat for Humanity. You can round up your purchase. Any purchase you make can be rounded up to the next dollar with those extra pennies going to the Habitat for Humanity. Their Christmas tree will be up, and when you make a donation to the house that beer built, your name will be placed on an ornament and put up on the tree. Save the date, July 14th, Zaftig will have musical guests The Drunk Uncles. Ugly sweaters and or Hawaiian shirts are pretty much guaranteed. Visit Zaftig on Facebook for more information. Catawba Island Brewing Company is celebrating their 5th anniversary on Saturday, July 7th. Join them as they celebrate 5 awesome years of brewing beer. They will have all your favorite craft brew on tap, as well as 2 food trucks and live entertainment all day. They will have lawn games available outside for all ages, as well as Catawba Island Brewing Company gift box giveaway. For more information, including performance times, visit Catawba Island Brewing Company on Facebook. Every Tuesday, Platform Beer Company likes to appreciate and support the many amazing nonprofit organizations in Cleveland. This week, they are teaming up with the Ronald McDonald House to help raise money. $1 of every Platform beer sold will go directly to their organization. Visit Platform on Facebook for more information. Join Susan G. Komen, Northeast Ohio, at Sibling Revelry Brewing on Sunday, July 8th for a pink event. $1 of every drink sold will benefit Susan G. Komen, Northeast Ohio. Visit Sibling Revelry's Facebook page for more information. And that'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Michael Williams, Field Education Representative for Great Lakes Brewing Company, at thetaproomexclusive.com. You can subscribe to the show on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast, and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarball telling you to please drink responsibly.